You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you don't know God's word, if you don't know that God's word is alive and active, how will you survive spiritual battles? How will you survive attacks from rulers of darkness? So many believers will pray today and stop praying tomorrow, discouraged and defeated, thinking God has not answered their prayer. And that's because there is a lack of knowledge that the answer to your prayer may be under attack. Daniel's answer came after 3 weeks of prayer. Imagine if Daniel stopped praying after 2 weeks.
One of the greatest biblical truths to be revealed is that in addition to the physical realm that we see, in addition to what the naked eye can see and what our hands can touch, there also exists an unseen world, an invisible world, an invisible spirit realm, a world that can't be seen by the naked eye, but it's inhabited by good and evil spirit beings. And both these set of beings affect our world every single day. We interact with them more than we think. There's a reason the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Scripture is not there to entertain us and keep us occupied. It's there to teach us, to edify us, instruct, encourage, and yes, even warn us. Now, the devil is cunning, and he wants you to either believe that he doesn't exist or to be afraid of him. And if he cannot do either of those, then he wants you to have a lack of knowledge regarding the authority that you've been given by Jesus Christ. Luke 10 verse 19 says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Satan doesn't want you to know that. And he also does not want you to know what Matthew 18 verse 18 says. It's another example of the kind of authority the devil doesn't want us to know. It says, "Assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Now there is no way the devil would even think about coming up against a Christian who knows the authority they have in Jesus Christ. There is no way that Satan and his demons would want to come up against a man or woman clothed in the full armor of God. Not one who has the knowledge that the resurrection power of Jesus Christ is also in them and available to them. We need knowledge. We need knowledge concerning the authority we have in Jesus, because when you lack this knowledge, there is no way that you can walk in dominion. Nothing is hidden in the spirit realm, not even your lack of knowledge. And in order to gain knowledge, you have to invest time and you have to put in the effort to seek the Lord. Because when you want to get something that is...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deep? You have to dig deep to find it. There are some deep revelations that only God can reveal to you if you chase Him with an intensity. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know, according to Jeremiah 33, verse 3. So I encourage you to equip yourself, with the knowledge of who you are in Christ. So when the devil looks at you, let him see the light of the Lord in your life. Let him see a believer who is suited and booted with their God-given authority. Let him see the anointing that is over your life. I want you to understand that as children of God, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
A lack of knowledge is dangerous to a Christian. This can be also a form of paralysis, spiritual paralysis. A lack of knowledge can also be in the area of bad things happening. God allowed the devil to touch Job, and in the end, it was all for His glory. God allowed Lazarus to die, for his family to grieve, but in the end, it was all for God's glory. God allowed Daniel to be thrown into the lion's den. He allowed Joseph to be betrayed. He allowed Barnabas to be blind. But in the end, it was all for God's glory. So don't be too quick to point to the devil all the time. Could it be that God is trying to work in you, through you, and for your good with this problem? But a lack of knowledge thinks every problem is from the devil. Now, don't get me wrong. Some are attacks from the devil. But some things are God-ordained. And when we understand that, then your prayer will change. Your perspective will change. You're not just praying for this to just pass, but you are praying for God to accomplish His will. You're praying for God to give you more strength.
There are times we need to take authority over spiritual forces and be delivered and set free from the oppressive powers of the enemy. Since the beginning of time, the devil's been going around like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. And I want to make this very clear. Our enemy, the devil, is the accuser of the brethren. He is a liar, the father of lies. In fact, deception is his game, and he plays it well. Now, what he tries to do is, if he can get you to live in fear, he knows that he has won the battle. And over the years, I have come to know people, some believers even, whose lives were filled with a tormenting and fearful spirit. And I want you to understand that God does not put you in bondage, but fear does. God holds you in pure love, but fear will hold you in bondage. Remember Job? He said, "The thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." If you allow the spirit of fear to take root in your life, it gives birth to a lot of things. To live in fear is like being caught in a snare. It's like a bird caught in a net. And if your life is ruled by fear, you will be held captive in that snare, waiting for something that will never happen to happen. But I've got some good news for you. Can God deliver us from fear? Yes, He can. Can the Lord Jesus give us freedom and peace? Yes, He can. Can the Lord be our shining light, a light that destroys the darkness of fear? Yes, He can. Speak over your life if you're feeling fearful. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So as a child of God, I need to come to the understanding that for me to be an effective servant in God's kingdom, I have to overcome fear. I have to believe what God's word says concerning fear. I have to believe who God says I am. Overcoming fear will help reach my potential and exercise my rights as a born-again believer and as a joint heir with Christ.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.